Before we get into this latest story, don't forget to hit the subscribe button if you haven't done so already.
Merging a life vacation with a vocation. When men choose not to believe in God, they do not thereafter believe in nothing, they then become capable of believing in anything. It's not exactly the best argument for being a theist, is it? It could be said to promote ignorance, impede inquisitiveness. Just believe in God and shut out all the other noise. Nonetheless, I can see where the English writer G.K. Chesterton, to whom the quote is attributed, was coming from. A belief in a God that promotes personal development, humbleness, and virtuousness, without being domineering, isn't the worst creed one could follow. Yet, however sound the theory, the practice of it is often found wanting. And where traditional religions are on the wane, some folk feel the need to fill the void with even more pernicious creeds and systems of control. A skeptic at heart, I eventually ditched the dogma of the Catholic Church imposed on me from birth, while I've yet to cave in to the postmodernist militia taking over much of the West. Yet, a version, of sorts, of Chesterton's epigram applies to me. It goes thus. When men don't focus on one specific career, they then thereafter are capable of doing almost anything, yet often end up doing very little. Such an affliction appears to be quite pronounced for humanities, arts and social sciences, or HAS graduates, as I am. A social studies syndrome, to give it a label. Courses in social studies generally give one a decent introduction to a broad range of subjects. A Bachelor of Arts degree can open many doors. However, therein lies a potential problem. It doesn't give one a clear career path in the way that studies in science, technology, engineering or mathematics, STEM subjects, tend to do. Those latter disciplines also have a very practical application in everyday life. For example, there's a constant demand for both digital and physical infrastructure to be built and maintained. We're also always looking for ways to improve our health and that of other flora and fauna with whom we share this planet. To be blunt, STEM subjects are fundamental to progress. They can and do, of course, lead to destruction too. Social studies are nice extras, but are far from essential for our existence. What good is a philosopher or psychologist when we're faced with real problems, actual oblivion? For sure, there is more to life than just the physical, and there are always moral issues at play in our actions. Yet, without clean water to drink, healthy food to eat, and a safe environment in which to live, we won't be in a position to give such metaphysical matters much thought. Nonetheless, some of us are predisposed to concerns of a more metaphysical and moral nature. And in a well-run world, or one at least trying to be such, there is space and a need for such types. The challenge for the social studies student is to find a well-remunerated, fulfilling outlet for his or her talents. Many may find themselves switching jobs frequently, but that in itself isn't a negative. Where loyalty to an employer was seen as a positive in the past, this is less so in today's environment of relatively poorly paid, often soul-destroying gigs. Some employment opportunities suited to those coming from a humanities background are in the work-from-anywhere category. This can be a bonus, especially for those inclined to wanderlust. Such a scenario, in theory anyway, allows one to choose a preferred place or country to work in first, and then find the means to live there, rather than the reverse. To put it another way, go on a vacation first, then find your vocation, temporary as it may be. I have done that to a certain degree with Colombia. My problem of late is that I've lost enthusiasm for the main means that I had to make ends meet here, English teaching. And remote working is a concept for which I have little love. So there are various things that I could do, either here in Colombia or elsewhere, to earn a living, but I'm not prepared, or in a desperate enough position yet, to do anything. The challenge now is to find something to believe in, and something that generates an income at that. This blog does accept donations, by the way.
Have you subscribed to this channel yet? If not, why not do so right now? It's free and only takes a second. Thanks!